Hello, everyone. Hi. I think we can start for this next talk because it's something I'm really looking forward to see. The last word I used when I was talking earlier was matmul, and that was Phil is the perfect presentation for this. So Pete here is gonna talk about how you get a card and how you actually get to zero to matmul. Thank you very much.
Okay, mic check, 1, 2, good. Okay, so hopefully everyone in this room knows what zero is, and you know what matmuls are. And if you were in the room for the previous talk from Gianluca, you'll know what the ETSOC 1 is. For the benefit of anyone else, it's a chip. It's this chip here. You can find it on cute little PCIe boards like that one there. And all the fun stuff is inside the pink rectangle there. So you've got 4 DRAM chips around the edge, and then the main chip under that blue heatsink. So this is a block diagram trying to show you kind of what's inside that region there. So each pink rectangle is a piece of storage, and each gold square is a little RISC-V CPU core. And then the black network connects everything together. So if you were to count them all, you would find 1,093 RISC-V CPU cores. 5 of them are special, so I'm going to kind of ignore those. 32 kind of might get lost for silicon yield, so I'm going to pretend that they're not there either. And then firmware takes a few, so I'm going to pretend it takes lots, and again, pretend it takes 32, leaving me with a nice round 1,024 cores to play with. So as this is first demo, I want to call out the open source things here. So the software stack is on GitHub, as Gianluca just told you. The firmware on GitHub, manuals on GitHub, the full system emulator, again, it's on GitHub. And the RTL isn't yet there, but I'm told it will be there soon. And that's the man to badger until that happens. So I've got